Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Listen. Yesterday, we'll talk a little bit about God's news behind the news. There's so much to be fulfilled right now. You know, if you're hearing this segment without hearing the first segment, you probably won't go back and hear the first segment and hear this segment. Our president, the president of America, you know, and we talked about, you got to hear yesterday. It's so important that God does not see us as individuals in the context of a nation. We are a nation of Americans. Mm-hmm. And so he doesn't see us as Democrats or Republicans or independents, as men or women. He doesn't see us of different nationalities. He just says Americans. So when you see a group of Americans stand up and deny God three times, which happened at the DNC, then we can't just go, oh, well, look at them. Mm-hmm. They are us. You know, mm-hmm. They're us. And so you got to hear that in yesterday's. What is that segment and highlights? You can find that while we're looking. But the reason why I'm talking about that is that now after that happened, after the American leader and the platform said, we want to remove God from the platform. We want to remove Israel as the capital of Jerusalem from the platform. We want to remove Hamas as the enemy of Israel and Jerusalem. Understand that. And you can find out about this on the VFN Torch. I mean, just type in Islam, why you can, and find out, you know, what you can, why you can. Mm-hmm. But understanding that the Hamas is like the militant arm that of the Muslim Brotherhood, but they're so separate. It's like a covert, secret arm, militant arm, and that's where they do all these different things. That's why the Hamas, you see, is going in. Mm-hmm. You know, how come the Hamas shows up first and then the Muslim Brotherhood comes into power second? It's because they're two in the same. And you can find out. We have a whiteboard drawing on the VFN Torch and just explains the Muslim Brotherhood, how it works, what their faith is, what they believe in. And that's exactly. So this happens. This is happening right this moment. This is what our president's doing. And so then our president says the 24th of the month, Benjamin Netanyahu, the prime minister of Israel, or you can say Jacob, you know, Israel, Jacob,
right?
You know, is coming to America, to the United Nations, and the prime minister has never met with the president of the United States when he's come to America. And our president, President Barack Obama, is making a choice not to meet with him on the 24th. And so, and we're looking at, that's like, what, 12 days away.
Yeah.
I mean, and so immediately then the response is the same day that he's saying that the Egyptians who not all the Egyptians, but the Muslims in Egypt, who is president, is the Muslim Brotherhood, who our Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton's assistant, is the daughter of one of the former leaders of the Muslim Brotherhood, who's passed now. And her mother was also in that as well. Now they bombard and scale the walls. I'm looking at the VFN Torch right now. You can see the VFN Torch. Go to VFNTV.com and see it. And you can see the video of it. And they're scaling the walls because they've made a choice that what happened in America, we're looking at right now. I'm looking at it. And they're all around the, you can see this on the torch. And it's the Hamas. It's the Muslims that are there. They're saying there's no other God but Allah. There's only one prophet, his prophet, which is Muhammad. And you're seeing it right here where they're standing outside. You can see this on it. See where they're looking? You see what's going on here?
Yeah. Right.
And now they're standing on the walls. They're scaling the walls. This is yesterday. Now they're scaling the walls, and they're ripping down the American flag. They're standing by the flagpole right now. And they ripped it down. They're ripping it apart now. Now, you understand now that our America just said from our platform that there's we don't need God. Denied him three times. Remove Jerusalem. And you got to always check out JJ. You know, when you're doing these posts, make sure JJ is referred to. Make sure the reference, every single post has all the referenced articles. So you got to have the wholeness of what we're talking about. Jews and Jesus, mm-hmm. they hate Christians and they hate Jews. And now they're ripping this down. They're retaliating because of an American Egyptian Christian, you know, who's mm-hmm. has done something that they think is insulting to Muhammad, mm-hmm. their prophet. Right. And Muhammad mm-hmm. says that Jesus is not the Son of God. It says he's got to come back and repent for it. That's what's written in the Quran. You can see that under in the BFN Torch, under the Quran versus the Bible. You have side by side. You can see mm-hmm. the comparison of Scripture. So now we just said, forget about Israel. Our president told Israel, if you do attack Iran, you're on your own, and we're not going to back you up. And then he says, I'm not going to meet with you when you come on the 24th. I'm choosing not to meet with you. I got some campaign things I got to take care of.
Right.
And right now, look at this. They're ripping the flag down. Do we really think, look at this, do you really think if we deny the sovereignty of God, that God's really going to allow the sovereignty of America? So this is what the sovereignty means of America. It means that we can have a country. Nobody can mess with it. We can defend it. You know, we can make our own laws within it. We can run it the way we want to. It's called sovereign government. Well, God's sovereign. God is sovereign over everything. He's above everything. Mm-hmm. And that he makes all the laws. Mm-hmm. And there is nobody above him. Well, if we deny his sovereignty, that he's all-knowing and omnipotent and omnipresent and he's mm-hmm. you know, everywhere at the same time, do you really think, America, that he's going to let us keep our nation? Listen, the kingdom of God's going to go on. The church is going to go on. The church has become so integrated with 5.2. We're 5.2% of the world's population, by the way. We'll talk more about that this week. We're 5.2% of the population, but yet we define the other, you know, 99.5% by ourselves, which is, you know, ignorant, you know, as a country guy would say. And now we are about to give up our sovereignty because we're denying the sovereignty of God unless we repent. But look, they're ripping it down. Look at this. And they're saying there's no, they're burning the flag. Mm. Now, we're the ones, remember, if you go back and you listen to VFN Radio, and you can find it in your highlights on your phone app or on the VFN Torch, you'll hear it. You'll hear, also you'll hear it about, and on VFN TV, you can watch it right now. You know, America, Christianity, Islam, and Israel. That's the name of it. And it'll begin to give you perspective. And in that, you'll see firsthand our president empowering the Muslim Brotherhood and seeing, he said, it's my job as the president of the United States to fight against every negative stereotype of Islam in the world.
Ooh, wow.
And now Islam's ripping America's flag down. They are scaling the walls of our embassy. They've already ran off, you know, Israel's embassy the second they took over. And look at this. And they're chanting, there's no other God but Allah, and there's only one prophet. His prophet is Muhammad. Which, by the way, is the call to prayer. It is the call to prayer. It's the call to prayer where they pray four times a day and four times within that. And so you hear it in Arabic, so you don't understand what they're saying. But what they're saying, mm-hmm. you can go to the VFN Torch and just type in mm-hmm. call to prayer and type in any Islam, period, and all the things will come up about it. But their call to prayer, they're saying that Allah is God. And then they say Muhammad is his prophet. The right. Quran is his law, you know, jihad is his way, you know, and there's all these different things that are going on. Well, that's part of the Muslim Brotherhood. Jihad is his way, which means suffrage, by the way, you know, suffering for the cause. But understand, that's what they're chanting. They're chanting the call to prayer. This is what a Muslim hears every single day, four times a day and probably three or four times within that time. Mm-hmm. Right. The eerie sounding call to prayer that, mm-hmm. that goes out. That it's going to be happening in, throughout America as we open up all these different mosques. This goes up, and they're basically declaring, without a doubt, that they say that they're anti Jesus. He's not the Son of God. Mm-hmm. Well, anti Jesus would be anti Christ.
Right.
Right. Let's listen a little bit more. And now they're putting up. There it is. And they have the flag all ripped apart and the stars. And it's just like Josiah, like I said. It's like Jehoiakim, you know, that, you know, you got take time to go and watch NBFN TV about Josiah. Hmm. Understand that you in America, you are Josiah. You can do something about it.
Right.
And if you feel disempowered, it's because you don't know who you are in God and you don't know who you are in America. And those two things can be removed if you let them go, you know, if you let them go. And life can go on without America, but you don't, you want your life to go on in God.
That's
right. You want to be able to turn back to God if you've turned away. And the church has turned away. I mean, this, I mean, here we are at this point. They're attacking our embassies. I've got more to talk about this. Our president's denying a meeting with Netanyahu. He's already said if you defend yourself, you know, from Iran, that we're not going to be there for you. While the Green Party wrote a letter during the uprising in Iran and asked the president for help, and he remained silent, but yet he helped with Libya. He helped different countries. Other than, he's not helping Syria, and he's not helping Iran. Because Iran, we see the Middle East as colonized areas. He does not see those boundaries. He sees the Ottoman Empire. And if you draw the lines of the Ottoman Empire, you know, that's why you have anti-colonialists saying, you know, Great Britain's coming here and divided up our land. So they don't see the King of Jordan. They don't see Turkey. They don't see, you know, Syria. They don't see Egypt. They just see this whole, all that, like the United States of Islam.
Right.
You know, basically, it's how they kind of see it. Like we see a one America. And so understanding that, so he said that here, they're ripping our flag down. They are agreeing with our president and his platform. They're saying there's no other God, you know, they're denying our God and denying Jesus. But then now, they go from there to Libya, and now they're attacking the embassy in Libya, and they're attacking based on a Christian's viewpoint of Muhammad. Yusuf, Pastor Yusuf, just got free from jail, but that was a political move.
Right.
But praise God for it. Amen. I'm so grateful because we prayed for his release. But understand that that's the future of the Jews in Jesus, the Christians and the Jews, if we don't wake up. And, you know, brace yourself. You got to hear, you know, brace yourself is what the title of that is.
Right.
And that
it's coming.
It's coming. And that, but it's understand it's not over. It may be over as we comfortably know it, but we will survive. The church will survive and thrive as we get our priorities back on God again. So then go to Libya, and in Libya last night, you know, they kill our ambassador. They stormed the Libyan American embassy in Libya, and the ambassador is going to help out. And they mob him. They mob him and they kill him there as he's going to help free the people that are in there. And this is what our president is doing. At the same time, you know, they secretly, it's Chris Stevens who died, the ambassador Chris Stevens, and last night. And now at the same time now, the president is, not the president, but the British, you know, are sending a secret intelligence officer to talk to Benjamin Netanyahu to tell him not to attack Iran, that sanctions will work. And I'm trying to, I have his stuff right here. Let me see. I want to give you his name, because you can look him up and look at his history on Wikipedia to find out what his history is. But he is secretly met with
interesting that it has to be done in secret. You know, it's like, why can't this be, you know, what's going on? You know, and I heard that Netanyahu said, the prime minister of Israel said, that if the international community refuses to draw red lines on Iran,
moral,
they cannot
moral,
give
yeah
it cannot give a red light to Israel for attacking. It's like, you can't have it both ways. And so well, you know, this is it's happening right before us. It's literally happening right before us. You're looking at Egypt. You're looking at Libya, and you're looking at an U.S. ambassador that's been killed, and other staff members. And it's like,
but John, they're actually, and then our president apologizes for Americans again, apologizes to the Muslims in Egypt who were attacking our stuff for the behavior of an American who we're supposed to defend, right? The Americans' right to be able to free speech. But this is at, you know, a MI6, the MI6 chief was sent to, who was over foreign affairs for Great Britain, was sent to, his name is Sir John Sawyer's. And he went there to be able to tell him that sanctions work to hold off a little bit. Well, when you look at who he is, his whole history is in the Middle East. I mean, his career, he worked in Yemen. He worked in Syria. He worked in Damascus. You know, he worked in Africa. He worked in these Middle Eastern countries. He worked with Iraq during their transition of power. Mm-hmm. And it's like he's working with the Muslim people.
Right.
And so he obviously has a different perspective.
Sure.
And so who hate Benjamin Netanyahu, who hate Israel, and Israel's only 60 miles wide at its widest point. It's not some huge, I mean, it can fit in Rhode Island. It can fit in Rhode Island. You have to understand, you know, how big they are and how small Israel is. They have to defend themselves. And last time they didn't do this, then it was a major, it was horrific, you know. And hopefully we'll make available, or at least it's available to all the VFN family, you know, God's perspective of Israel.
Right.
You know, we need to get his perspective of Israel as the church.
Right.
Because in the times when Israel was under persecution, under Great Britain, Hitler and Germany and all the things that were going on, that they're taking them to concentration camps, taking them to ghettos. I got distracted there for a moment. And you know, throwing manure at them on the streets as they were taking their homes from them, shoving them like four or five families in one little small apartment, and then taking them on trains to take them to the concentration camp to kill them, to shoot them, and put them in ovens. That they said that while the trains were passing by the churches that were gathered together and they heard the screaming in the trains, they said they turned their music up.
Mm.
They turned the music up. They sang louder to drown out the noise that was going on. And right now, I just, it's like a deathly vacuum silence, you know, of the church. The church is silent.
Yeah.
And because, see, their hope is in a political outcome, but they don't understand. It's Americans that just denied God. It's not that he doesn't see us as different people. I mean, he sees the church as different, mm-hmm. but America just, while the church sat silently, caught in our sins, turned into darkness, allowing people to tell us we can't pray, allowing people to tell us to take down the Ten Commandments, you know, allowing eating another man's groceries and refusing to go after God ourselves
and
find out what God is saying. Mm-hmm. Now we're about to lose everything, this gift that God's given us. You know, we won't, you won't, which ultimately you don't want to lose your soul.
Hmm.
I mean, you don't, you know, don't hold on to something outside of your soul, but hold on to your soul and turn back towards God and encourage your family and others to, too. You can't make them, but you can encourage them to. And then, you know, it's God and country. It's not country and God. It's God and country. And then as we humble ourselves and pray and turn from our wicked ways, then he says, I will hear from heaven and I will heal their land. The concern that I have, that God laid on my heart about Israel and Josiah and what God told Josiah, which was a king that the Lord described as there was not a greater king before him and not a greater king after him. But still, even though he was a great king and did what was right for about 7 years and then he had died, that God was still going to bring to pass what he's going to bring to pass and bring his own people into captivity because of the innocent bloodshed. And like we said yesterday, and the source is available on the VFN Torch, the statistics right there. But in just in 1996, you can imagine what the stats are right now, but this 1996, they consider way less bad today than they did in 1996. And mm-hmm. so what's the big deal of tracking the death of a baby? Mm. But that's, there was 3,700 a year, 3,700 a day. There was 1.37 million a year in America. Wow. 3,700 a day. Out of 50 states, that's 3 abortions an hour. And if you understand zero tolerance, you know, if you've been one of the VFN churches, you know about zero tolerance. And it's a battle between Elijah and Jezebel that takes place between Baal and God. Mm-hmm. And that's what you have going on right now. You know, who's your God? Right. And choose who you're going to serve. And Moloch was one of the gods, the false gods that God hated the most. Why? They would sacrifice their children to Moloch. They would lay the child on a rock altar, you know, built up, you know, to what they perceived would be what they thought was nice. And then they would just kill the child and let the blood run out. Well, you know, whether it's a rock table or whether it's a metal table, mm-hmm. whether it has a mattress on it or just has a sheet on it, you know, it's still an altar mm-hmm. that a baby's life is going to end.
All right.
Yeah.
And it happens. A sacrifice happens now. Back in 96, it happened. With that many in a day's time, that's 3 per hour in every single state. So that means 150 per hour in America. So imagine that the Abel's blood, this just children's blood just crying out. And so way more of this happened. I mean, look what happened with the Americans in this recent political gathering that happened in North Carolina. They're just shouting, it's no big deal. It's no big deal. And it's like, it's such a big deal that even Josiah, the greatest king that ever lived, based on what was said to him, because of what he had done, you know, outside of Jesus Christ, obviously, that everything he did was right, could not stop how God was going to deal with the innocent bloodshed that took place in the land.
Over 50 million in Roe versus Wade, over 50 million children aborted. It's enough children, if you add up the populations of 25 states out of the 50 states in this country.
You know, and people say, well, you know, well, China has the one-child policy. But yeah, China's under a tyrant. We actually were presently, at least previously, under a free government. Mm-hmm. Right. And what does that mean? It means if we continue that same route, then our nation would be under a tyrant. And then we will be under oppression. But guess what? The church thrives in China.
Mm-hmm.
The church thrives in China. And nations come and nations go. But
that's
don't
right.
fight for your nation when you're not fighting for your soul.
Mm.
You know, I mean, we want to win the nation. We like to have the nation. But listen, it's America's a byproduct of Christians who wanted to find a United States of America. Is a byproduct of Christians who wanted to find a place that they could worship freely and not be told by their government how to worship God. And the pilgrims came first, you know, and then later the Constitution manifested and the First Amendment says it so. They said the government shall make no laws concerning religion. And so in the context of that, understanding it, that that America, United States of America came, of course the Lamb was here, but the Constitution of the United States, the what we have today, the nation that's risen up in this particular land, you know, came because God was being worshipped freely and the government could make no laws because the King mm-hmm. of England was over the church. He was God over the church in England. If you actually left a church there, you were actually committing treason, you know, and the reaction is probably similar to what you're seeing with the Muslims react today when people leave Islam or don't say Muhammad is the prophet. Then they were physically assaulted or locked up. Well, that's what happened to the pilgrims. That's what happened to Christians who said, you know, that's we right. want to read the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
It's the epitome of a Jezebel spirit. It's all religion. Mm-hmm. It's all evil, and it does it in the name of some god. And mm-hmm. and they're gonna kill you, and they're gonna try to control you through all the religious rules, regulations, requirements, and all these different kind of things. And versus, you know, out of loving obedience. And so we can't fight for America without fighting for the church and mm-hmm. ourselves. And if we get back with God, maybe God will give us our nation. You know, maybe God will turn this nation back over to a people who says that God is our God, Jesus is our Lord, and all of our rights come from him, and we will honor him not only on our walls of our government institutions, but we'll honor him in our schools and in our hearts and in our jobs. We'll teach about him again in our schools. I mean, that's what it's going to take. It's not going to be, there's no a quantitative spiritual easing, you know, thing is going to come out right here. I mean, we're going to have to go all the way with this thing. Mm-hmm. And there's no political, you know, adjusting here. The thing has been pushed so far. The flesh has been fanned so hard. And everybody's has their own authority that God has given them. And you're going to have to get people to buy into, you know, do we want to give up all this sin? Do we want to give all this up? You know, and it's not that people deny God for God. They actually deny God quite often because they just don't want to deny their sin.
Right. Sure.
And God's very acknowledgement makes me realize that I'm doing things that has eternal consequences in my life. And it he points me out. His very presence points me out. And so therefore I will deny him, not because he's God, but because I don't want to give up my life of sin. And I want to encourage you that we've all sinned and we've all fallen short, and that God can forgive sin. He can fix the sin problem, and he can empower you to walk a life where you're not sinless, but you hate the sin that you once loved, and that his empowerment through his Spirit can help you walk out. I mean, you're going to be dependent upon him, but that's what he wants. He's so cool. He's cool with that. And he will empower you to say no to things you couldn't say no to. He will he will give you the ability to put that drug down, or to leave those kind of relationships, or to start doing business in the right way. You know, start governing your district in the right way instead of selling out with all these bribes. Let me tell you something, Mr. Politician, Mrs. Politician. You're written about over and over again in the Word of God. And God says very specifically about those who sell justice, those who judges who sell themselves out for a political gain or for a financial gain, that takes bribes, you know, and leaders, and that, you know, he sees it. Even though the men like it, the ones that are buying you off, they like it. Listen, God's going to deal with that. You know, God's going to deal with that. It's time. He cares about how we're treating the poor. He cares about how we're treating, bringing justice to everybody, that we're being fair. And we need to discover all this again. It's a journey, and it begins with abiding with God.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.